Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
We may be reporting a cookie thief on next week's podcast.
I swear to God, if I go over there and there's cookies taken, because I know about how many are left, I will be chewing people's heads off.
Good afternoon, good evening, good day. Welcome to the Stan and Shen podcast, which could end up being the last podcast ever with Stan and Shen, depending how it goes. All meant to be fun and games and all that, but we are...
Serious news first.
We are not shying away from the events of this weekend that involved one of the teams we covered, the Northville girls basketball team, falling in the Class D title game, and the events at the end of that with players and Coach Zulo. And if it hasn't made worldwide news, I'd almost be shocked at this point.
Yeah, and I kind of just want to start off this conversation by saying, like, while we have all seen the video and we have read the comments, to a certain extent, there are things that we are allowed and not allowed to say per libel law, defamation lawsuits, legal matters. No court of law has proven or convicted him of harassment yet. And so therefore, anytime we refer to this event, it is alleged harassment at this point.
Yeah.
We understand how people might feel about that. But we don't make these policies.
Yeah, we're talking about the video. We're talking about, here's what happened. This is part of probably my personal angst that what led our website, what drove our website, everything for multiple days was this.
Continues to.
This incident recorded on video.
It got taken down on Facebook when we reached so many views at one point because they finally flagged it as bullying. And I mean, first of all, I think that says a lot about the way Facebook operates. And I'll probably, now they'll probably block my account after hearing this podcast. But I mean, just it's a shocking video to watch. You know, I didn't play sports in high school or anything like that, but I think, you know, a couple things come to mind when you watch it. First of all, I mean, just the look on her face when it happens, and you can tell she's stunned, and the sort of aggressiveness to it, at least, you know, when you're just, if they say a picture says 1,000 words, I mean, a video says, what, a million. And then immediately following that, the actions taken by her teammate, who is also related to the coach, Amaya Tompkins. So, you know, I just think all around, as someone who's actually been up to Northville and covered it, this is just, in general, it's a really sad way for these girls to end their season. You know, this wasn't a gigantic, it wasn't like number-wise, was not a gigantic loss for them. And it was already, like, they already lost. Now we're going to add this controversy to that. For the one girl, it's her last year. And then you have families involved in this in multiple ways who have to now go through this. And you have a whole community, a small community, a really nice community of Northville who also has to go through this because it became like it just spread like wildfire. Like, and it's just all around a very sad and tragic situation, but it never should have happened.
Try to contain yourself as I go through this. Coach was wrong. Jim Zulo was wrong. His actions were wrong. Unacceptable. Disappointing. Shocking. All of that. I know Coach Zulo. I've talked to him on the phone after he retired from Shenandoah and that state title and things like that. So he's a long history of coaching, being in the community and things like that. A lot of things went down possibly during that game, possibly at the very end of that game that caused a very, very poor decision on his part. He can't take that back. He said that. He can't take that back. In that aspect, I do feel bad for the player. I do feel bad for the team. I do feel bad for the coach because this is done. There's no going back. There's no going back. It is one of those things that in sports, if Northville wins, this doesn't happen. If there's anything said about Coach Zulo and throughout the season, my point is, all sins are forgiven on a winning team. So if somebody had issues with coach throughout the season.
I think that we've seen that in some other school districts.
You know, if somebody had angst with the coach throughout the season and they win a Class D title, A, this isn't doesn't happen. B, whatever happened during the season becomes folklore and things like that because we're hoisting a title and things like that for the girls. It's hard. It's hard to watch. You know, he's an 81-year-old coach. Something occurred. Something happened to bring that on. I don't think he does. I'd hate to think that he does this a matter of course. I think it was an action and a reaction and without a doubt, a poor reaction. I'm disappointed with, again, the way it leaves the world right now. And then also some of the things that are coming out because of this. And then as this thing continues to develop, I'm disappointed that this still continues to develop. I think it occurred. I think coach has done everything he can do to apologize for his actions. And unfortunately, I don't think that's going to be the end of it. So that's like where my disappointment is almost more after the fact, late after the fact, not within the moment. But yes, coach was wrong. It was captured. And it's going to add, you know, to a very illustrious career to someone that I've interviewed. I don't know coach and things like that. But it was a heck of a way, you know, to end this basketball season and then as we go on. But that has dominated our headlines on the web and, you know, on national news and everything else and everything's. I'm at the point now where I'm kind of like, okay, I've got my angst right now is there's people piling on.
Yeah. I mean, I have a couple thoughts on this. So one, the comment section where there are people, like I understand there are generations of people who grew up and this was probably okay. But those generations of people need to understand that at no point now is that acceptable or tolerated. And I think that was made very clear by the officials in this situation and how quickly it progressed. I mean, within hours, things were moving very quickly and we continued to break this story as things changed. And I understand the coach has apologized, but I feel like at this point, given how far it's gone, it's like, yes, take the apology, but how much does it mean? You know what I'm saying? Like,
with that said, he's an 81-year-old man. This is a violation. He could face up to 15 days in jail. I'm like,
yeah.
Okay, let's really look at this. This was
it
was an unforgivable act in a moment.
Yeah, and I mean, there's something to be said about how far do we go to forgive people and the decisions we do on a daily basis.
Yeah, part of it is everybody jumping at. And again, this is part of little inside baseball is. A big deal made about by the school district, quote unquote, firing the coach. Two things. One is coach had said in a previous interview, this is probably his last run. Okay, first off. Secondly, every coach in our school district is a one-year deal. Their contract ends at their last game or their last meeting with their teams. There's no guarantee he was going to be asked to come back. He has to be asked to come back to then agree to come back. So he was done no matter what. So Northfield to stand down. We fired the coach, you know. It looks good for them, you know, and I'll probably pay a price in Northville for this, but everybody's on a one-year deal.
Again, I understand that. But again, in the comment sections, like I'm not, for me personally, I'm not going to tolerate anyone who says, well, if she didn't want to listen to the coach, she deserved it. And like, I've seen lots of those comments and we're the generation where like we used to get spanked as kids. I'm sorry. We're not doing that anymore. I'm not going to tell you how to raise your children, but this is an official who's put into a specific position where, like, if something were to happen to this girl that wasn't this situation or any other person on this team, that's the person they report it to. So how can they feel safe if this is an action he may take? Even if it's in this moment, we don't know. We haven't heard of anything else in the meantime. But, like, you're in this position and everyone knows this. And we say this all the time about elected officials. About officials in general. Like, once you get in that position and you hold that position, you are held to a higher standard.
Correct.
And he is held to a higher standard. Regardless of whether he's a coach or not, he is held to a higher, different standard. That is something he knew taking that position and is something he has to uphold within that position. And so I just want to say that first based off the comments. But I also do want to say that, like, it is exceptionally sad to see that things like this, things that are bad, is what does so well for our paper, because we write so many other great stories and they do not nearly get clicked on as much as everyone clicks on car fires and houses burning down and all of that stuff. And I'm not saying that you don't need to know. That's great. You want to know, you want to share it, you want to help people, whatever. My point is, and a little bit going off last week, do not complain to us then if there's no happy news, because you guys aren't reading it to begin with.
But on happy news. As we move off of this.
Yes, because this podcast likes to bring as much seriousness as it does fun.
And we'll continue. I mean, we'll probably touch upon this next week as things develop. Good news, Sip and Drip on your BizBeat this week was a lot of fun.
Yes. So what used to be Saratoga Paint and Sip and now is gone the route of non-alcoholic, unless you do like a business related event or bring your own beverage sort of thing. But I think it's a cool sort of newer take on something. It's also sort of trendy right now because we talked about this a little bit when you were in there, Stan, is like my generation and younger, which is odd for me to say, but like 30 and under have really gone the way of like not going out drinking as much or having like, or if they do go out, going to a place that has a non-alcoholic option or having only a couple and then going non-alcoholic options afterward, which is kind of sort of, I mean, it's a little different. I grew up with paint and sip, grew up is used loosely here as I'm still growing up, but, like paint and sips were like huge. I remember going to a couple, you know, paint and wine or whatever it may be. But I think that's cool. I also think that it's great. He adds in some additional extra things like a karaoke, although Stan told me I cannot do it, which kind of sucks.
We could do a Stan and Chen show at karaoke.
I'm singing Taylor Swift. I hope you know that. So it's the only songs I know, like all the lyrics to, really. So spot on, by the way. But yeah, so that was great. And a reminder, just if you have local businesses, know of a local business or a business professional, I'm always adding to our list and rundown of places. And those can be emailed to me directly at S as in Sam, B as in boy, R-I, E as in Edward, R-E at dailygazette.net.
.net, she got it right.
So S Breer, my last name, if you need to look it up, it's on all of my articles at dailygazette.net.
Or the easy one is Stan and Shen at Gmail.
Or that. Or news at dailygazette.net.
And speaking of, we'll get back to the generations discussion. Yeah.
But first, we need to talk Girl Scout cookie.
But first, we got to talk about Girl Scout cookie.
Because we did that this week.
We did. So we finally...
And I'm thinking we got to do Stort's ice cream float next week with the new
flights. The flights?
Okay. Yeah, the ice cream flights. I said floats, but it can be a flight float. I don't care.
So because of my size, I love to eat.
That doesn't say anything because of my size, I love to eat. I think a lot of people love to eat,
but you get to burn it all. You eat to burn.
Yes, I guess.
Yeah, that's a polite way of saying.
Yeah, I did do a leg workout for these cookies. Yeah.
For those of you who don't know, Shen is a fat girl trapped into a thin body, which is what I like about her so much.
It's not true. I like food.
I know you like food, and that's why I like you. That's why we like food together.
I'm feeding the muscles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So we took a shot. I was in Gloversville and stopped by Walmart. There's a lovely young girl there from the Girl Scouts selling cookies with her dad. And I'm like texting Shen going, what should we try? What should we try for the show? And of course, no help. Get whatever you want. I'll like whatever you want. And I'm like, no help. There's like eight of them.
I haven't bought Girl Scout cookies on my
own. Again, because I bought these.
Actually, I haven't bought Girl Scout cookies ever.
You are
like so. My grandma would buy them all the time, yeah. And I'd just go to grandma's house and we'd eat them.
So we tried four.
We did.
We tried
one four. Of which is among my favorites to begin with. So
I think it's the all time favorite. I haven't looked at the
if I had this, if I had data, I would guarantee you it would be for Girl Scouts cookies. The most liked would probably be right next to each other, Thin Mints and Samoas, and we had Samoas. Because I feel like you got to be in a certain mood for a Thin Mint, and I'm not there. I'm not there this season. Sorry.
So we tried the Adventurefuls, which I think is new.
Yes.
We tried the S'mores.
Which we're not sure if that's
new or old. We tried the Tagalongs, classic.
Classic.
And then,
Samoas, and
of course Samoas was like the number one.
Do we really need to talk about Samoas other than it's the greatest cookie that the Girl Scouts have ever made?
What they do with the coconut, man.
It's one of
the chocolate.
So we tasted them. We had a bunch of people in the office taste it and get their thoughts.
We have some surprising things.
We're going to go through these one at a time. So the Adventure Falls, which is an indulgent brownie-inspired cookie with caramel-flavored cream and a hint of sea salt, is what it says in the box. What was your take?
I actually really like this. I would make it my second favorite cookie overall, just in general. I really like the cookie. Well, some people in the office didn't, but maybe they didn't grab the right one out of the package because
they're all sealed together.
I had the
not like the show.
I had the first two, and I chewed the first one so fast I had to go back for a second. So
regarding the, I had it down as crunchy. It was a surprise. I had not bad.
I said it had a Twix taste to it.
Yeah,
I think that's why I like it.
Tyler A. McNeil, our political writer, who's a top taster in the office, said straight up not good. Majority of chocolate is flavored and too thick.
Which he got yelled at for.
And then Colin Plattsburgh grad responded with the texture was weird.
I also might not have nice things to say to him
because of Plattsburgh. So did that cover the Adventure Falls? It's kind of so combined scoring, what do we think, a 7?
So I think it was like almost split half and half in the office. Half the people who tried them liked
it. I mean, it wasn't a bad cookie.
Yeah.
But I think maybe a 7 out of 10.
I'm going to give it an 8 because I liked it. And I'm the only person that counts because I'm on the podcast. So, and my name's in the title.
Okay. Second. S'mores.
S'mores was generally, everyone disliked that one except for one person in the office, and that was Ken.
Yep, Ken Schott, sports editor.
Immediately ate it and said, I like that one.
So my take was, had a good smell. It's a cream-filled cookie, but had a weak chocolate flavor, and the marshmallow I had down as a meh.
Okay, so here we go. It smells like a s'mores, and it's kind of like when Pop-Tarts came out with their s'mores, Pop-Tart, and everybody was like, oh, man, this can be so good. And then you found out that even if you heated it up in the toaster, it kind of just was meh. It's like that. The chocolate is fake chocolate. It's god-awful. The ratio is off. The marshmallow is not even toasted like a marshmallow, and the cookie is way too much cookie. Like, you never get that much graham cracker. The graham cracker is not this giant, thick thing. I don't know. Do better.
Tyler A. McNeil comes in with the crunchiest cookie that he tasted, not hard to consume, and he said it smushed down like a s'mores, and he said it had a good aftertaste. Colin came in with no chocolate, overwhelming marshmallow, and too much cake, meaning too much cookie.
And Andrew Pugliese.
Yep, Andrew. What did Andrew come in with?
Our now managing editor.
Correct. We now have we have another new correct title.
Yes, it's been updated since the last time he was in. So it tastes like a Dunkaroo. And I don't know, I would put it below a Dunkaroo because I like Dunkaroos.
Okay. And then we went on to the classic.
Everybody just said was a classic. The tag-along. It's a classic.
What'd you have on the tag-along?
It's a classic. I think my exact words was, yeah, that's good. I haven't had one in years, though.
Crispy cookie with peanut butter chocolate coating. My note was, this could be an issue.
It's one of those ones that I said I didn't rank. I ranked it as like third or fourth on my list of cookies from them because I think after 3, you get into that weird feeling where you're like, I could eat one and be okay, or I could eat one and vomit.
Tyler A. McNeil came in with not as unique. He loved the peanut butter, strong on peanut butter. He almost wished there was even more peanut butter. And then Colin came in with not as dry for a peanut butter cookie, which got you going.
Yeah, apparently this man has never eaten a non-dry peanut butter cookie. So I don't know where he's getting his peanut butter cookie.
I've got to make peanut butter cookies for the staff.
Yeah, that's the one cookie you know to underbake a little bit.
Let's go with the all-time greatest cookie ever. And I have made this as a cupcake, the Samoa.
Samoa is just the fact that Pugs had me right on here, it's hit or miss. It hurts me. I respect him less. So it's like, just gonna put that there But I think Girl Scout cookies has raised a lot of controversy in this office, and Samoa's is one of them. Yep.
So this was
people were willing to die for this cookie in this office.
Oh, it was. You were giving them away, and I'm trying to stop you.
No, not die. I mean, like, literally die. A couple of people were like, yeah, I'm allergic to coconut somewhat. I can eat it, but I'm not going to die, but, like,
I'm still going in. So Amira Deitch was wonderful because she pointed out, interesting fact, that there are two bakeries that make the Girl Scout cookies. One makes the Samoa. Another one makes one similar, but it's called a Caramel Delight. So we tried the Samoas.
I've also had the Caramel Delight, and I love them just as much as
the Samoas. And Amira said the Samoa is better. Tyler came in with the Samoa as surprisingly smooth for the amount of coconut. He said it needed a bit more salt. Colin tasted his first ever Samoa cookie, and he said the texture was great.
Ken said it was so-so I don't know. I don't trust some of these people's taste buds in here, especially Colin, who we realize doesn't know what a good peanut butter cookie is. So.
Well, he hasn't been exposed to a good peanut
butter. Basically, you got to take all of this with a grain of salt.
Literally.
Nice
one. The good one. So while you were in possession of the cookies, because they had to depart my house.
They were in a bag underneath the coat, underneath the pile of clothes. So I didn't know where they were.
Yes. Rita was like, you need to get these cookies out of here or else I'm going to eat them.
And then I said, you needed to get them out of my.
Like when we're doing the cookies.
And this was after you just left them sitting at my desk with no note. Drove me up a wall for about 20 minutes. Could have went home earlier that day, but no. Had to figure out what I was doing with these cookies.
Yeah. Like if you put them in your car, like I wasn't zooming back down to say, where are the cookies? But that's okay.
No. This was more of, am I eating them? Are they just mine? Did you get...
Correct. There's food here. Can I eat this?
Everybody else wants to know if they can eat it.
So, full disclosure, in the interim, I did go out and buy more Girl Scout cookies.
I was actually there for one of the purchases.
And yes, we went out to dinner, I basically ate almost the entire box of Samoas.
And you're in here yelling at me about giving our boss Biles Reed an extra one. The man is stressed. He needs an extra Samoa.
I know, but that's how selfishly ownershipy possessive I am of the Samoa.
He's getting one when I leave this off, okay. If there's any left.
All right. Hopefully there's one left for our photo. Please send it to stanandshen@gmail.com. Your favorite Girl Scout cookies. Feel free to weigh in. And we'll review that again next week. As we possibly do another tasting of, you want to do ice cream next week?
Well, maybe. We'll see what the weather's like.
We'll see. If we get fake spring, then we're in.
Well, they're talking, we're right on that line of 50 or 30.
Okay.
So we'll find out.
If we hit 50, we're going to do ice cream. So this is something that I've wanted to do for a while that Shen and I kid a lot. We rarely argue, but this got her hot because of some of the comments I made. That she took umbrage with.
You just got to be open-minded more, Stan.
Yes, because God knows I'm not open-minded. So.
Not when it comes to music.
There's a conversation of what's your Mount Rushmore? What are your top four? And this is a big thing on talk radio with sports, you know, who are your top four of all time, baseball and football teams and players and things like that. April 9th is National Record Store Day. And so I was driving with Rita, the bride, and I said, what is your Mount Rushmore of albums? What are your top four albums? And it can be, you know, you're stuck on a desert island. What four albums do you want? Stuff like that. I like using Mount Rushmore because we all should know about Mount Rushmore. So I had this idea to share this with Shen, and I have my top four. I inserted one in here because it's something near and dear to me that I really, really, really want her to listen to. And I think the only way I could get her to do it was by coming up with this for the podcast. And this is where we're at.
I mean, you could have politely asked, Stan, as long as you
could. Yeah, but if I made it homework, I think you'd kind of do it more. Then it would be, I haven't had a chance.
You think I was going to do it more if you made it. In fact, that makes me want to do it less.
No, I think you're kind of determined now because... There's been about an hour conversation about this and almost a point of Shen saying she's not going to do it because she was so mad at me about her list and my reception to her list. So for those of you who are not familiar with the Stan and Shen show, we are separated by a couple decades. Again, I age like Denzel, so I could be her older brother. But it's, she just... You can say no.
I'm going to say no comment on that.
Okay. So we're separated by a couple years and a lot of presidents. So we came up with my top four. And
he's just mad because my top four are like Taylor Swift, but I grew up on Taylor Swift, and it's not to say. And listen, this is funny because I'll have like a song of hers will be my top song when Spotify does my rap playlist, and then none of her albums are actually in my top like 10 countdown.
I can understand that. I can understand that.
And like, here's the thing: really, I have a top two because after two, it's consistently changing. It's consistently changing. You wanted four, so I'm going to give you four, and I'm going to make them all Taylor Swift, just because I know that annoys you a little bit, and you got on my nerves today. So you're getting four Taylor Swift albums. But I could have thrown in Adele. I could have thrown in Ed Sheeran. I could have thrown it. Yeah, should have thrown in an Eminem. Should have gave you that.
You should have.
But I'm not jam. Going to now.
Not going to now. So the one thing that's interesting about doing this process is, it's so when you have to do four, I mean, it's hard.
Yes.
Because when you do four, 10 is like easy.
Yeah.
10 is like so easy to do because you're like, oh.
But also like you are way older than I am. So you've listened to a lot more music too, I feel
way,
like. Yeah.
Way older?
No.
I brought you cookies.
No, you brought the office.
This is the Andrew thing. I can make the old jokes. You can't make the old jokes. I can make the fat jokes because I was a fat guy. I'm a big guy now, but at one time I was a fat guy. So here's the deal. We're going to give out our top four. We're going to put this out. Let us know at email, stanandshen@gmail.com, what your top four is. Feel free to put in your comments.
I don't want to see no hate on Taylor Swift.
Put it in there. We want to talk about it next week. Someone may win a prize out of the swag locker. Talk to Abby Burkhart about there. So include your address. So we can reach out to you or we can email you back and get your address if you have like a really cool list or something interesting. And we're also doing this in the office and sharing this. So we hope this is a thing. So do you want to do one, two, three, four? Just give me your, do your four and I'll do my four.
How do I give you the two you're definitely going to listen to?
So of the four, we are picking out two of those four albums that each of us has to listen to all the way through. Can't skip through, Shen.
I'm not going to skip.
And then we're going to discuss.
It'd be hard because sometimes songs be boring.
And there she goes.
Well, we just
You got two in one sentence. You got two in one sentence.
We just lost the podcast. Sorry.
All right. We're going to work out the beep. All right. Since Shed's trying to contain her, recompose herself.
We're going to have to bleep after that. I'm so sorry, everybody.
Oh.
I swear to God, that's how I talk all the time.
It's
not gonna lie.
It is.
I'm gonna just tell the truth on that one. Yeah. If they're in the office, the F word is a noun versus adjective to me. I'm so sorry to everyone who thinks that it's not a word, but it's a word.
Okay, so I'm gonna give you two albums, but these are not the two that you have to listen to. Okay.
What? You gotta make this hard.
So here are two of my top four. One is AC/DC Back in Black.
Oh man, I'm not getting that one.
No, nope.
I would have enjoyed that. I would have listened to that.
Because you know that because of the gym and because of hockey. You got Back in Black, You Shook Me All Night Long, which is played at every wedding.
The jam.
And then, of course, the slow rock ballad, Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution. So AC/DC Back in Black is just part of my own DNA, along with my bride. Secondly,
at least I gave you stuff I thought you could like.
She probably has it as number one in her life. Bon Jovi, Slippery When Wet. Stan Hootie, yes, personal friend of John Bon Jovi. That's a podcast story for another day. With Living on the Prayer, Wanted Dead or Alive, or For Every Person That We Know and Love That Has a Breakup, You Give Love a Bad Name. And we'll see Shen at karaoke at Paint and Dip. No, drip no time. So which two of the four am I don't have to listen to?
Lover, which I'm really disappointed in. Lover album.
Again, all Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't have to listen to Lover.
No, but that was a good one. But, okay, so part of this is please don't ask me any questions you have about who the songs are about. You're just going to need to Google them. I don't have time to explain everything to you. And 1989, which 1989 is a bop, okay? It's the kind of song you put on if you got to get a walk-in on the treadmill. You just play the whole album and you're done for the day after that. Like, that's, every song that was the first album of hers that I could actually go through from beginning to end and not like want to skip around. That's how you know it's a good album.
Okay. This is one of the two you have to listen to. Okay. I will get.
Also, 1989 had that good song, Welcome to New York.
Okay. I will take some trash for this. 5150 by Van Halen, but it is of the Van Hagar Experience when Sammy Hagar was the lead singer, because once again, some of those top songs are Love Walks In, Best of Both Worlds, and Why Can't This Be Love? So I think you're really going to enjoy 5150. And there's not a lot of songs on 5150. It's not like 13 songs. It's a short album, but it's very powerful.
Well, I did not do that to you. I'm so sorry.
I know, but I get back to you on this one. So what's the one I have to, one of the two I have to listen to?
You're going to have to listen to the Midnight's album, the 3 a.m. version, which is like the extended album.
Really?
I'm just kidding. No, you know, you can listen to regular Midnight's. I think the 3 a.m. just has, well, see, here's the problems, because you get to the 3 a.m. and there's remixes of certain things, and I don't care so much for those ones, but there are additional songs on top of there. But I'll let you just do the regular Midnight's album. It's fine.
The regular Midnight's album?
Yeah, but you got to listen to it at midnight, like the rest of us did. Like the rest of us did. No, I'm just kidding. Listen to them at any time. There's a lot of music videos.
It's drive time.
You'll enjoy the music videos for them. They're very colorful and like out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is near and dear to me and my bride, Rita. Whenever this comes on, any of these songs come on, they're a part of us. We grew up with them. They mean more as we've gotten older, I'm sure this will with you as you grow older. Ken Shaw brought up, it can't be a greatest hits album, but because the songs that are on there mean so much to me, and I think they're going to mean so much to you, and why I'm begging you to listen to this, and this is one way I did it.
All right, get
it. It's gold.
Gold?
It's gold. Carpenter's greatest hits. So this album will include Rainy Days and Mondays, Superstar, We've Only Just Begun, and Close to You. So
I don't like any of this stuff, you're going to hate me for it?
If you come on here and say, and you trash the Carpenters.
I'm not going to trash them, but I'm going to politely probably, maybe I'll tell you.
No, I think you need to listen to these songs because Rita and I are on
agreement. I'm just asking.
Rita and I are among agreement for your generation that every girl has to listen and know the Taylor Swift albums. Every young woman should listen to the Carpenters because it will become a part of you. It will make you smile. It will make you cry. It will become a part of you.
Okay. I'm just saying.
I'm saying there's going to be a whole conversation about the Carpenters, and I'm going to play it in the office all the time.
Good thing I have headphones.
What's my other Taylor Swift album?
You already know it's Reputation.
No, I didn't know it was Reputation.
That's her best album ever. And when she does it, you better hope she doesn't drop the remake in between this little homework assignment duty, because the moment she drops the remake, it switches to that one. Just let you know. Yeah, I'm just saying right now, because the remake's going to be even better than the original. And don't come at me asking for all the Kim and Kanye drama. I cannot explain it to you. Just listen to the album and then go find the stories. There was news. There's receipts on this, okay? And don't be rocking those snake tattoos after this. That's weird.
I'll try not to. I will try to hold back from going to, you know, my favorite business in Boston spa, Two Pricks Tattoo. Which we should do as a Bisbee, because I just love the name.
I'm just saying, if the moment that I feel like you got to wear all black when you listen to that album too. Just it's the vibe.
This wardrobe.
Reputation is an all black album. Like Lover is a colorful album, and 1989 is sort of like sophisticated New York style, and then Midnight's is just like you just chilling at midnight.
All right. Hopefully, you'll be chilling listening to this podcast. And please don't play it with your kids on the way to school because of someone's mouth.
Got to learn how to bleep that out there.
All right.
Lose our podcast. We're supposed to be a family-friendly newspaper.
The newspaper is the podcast we can't speak that so much for. So.
Oh, man.
So.
Good job.
That's please, where we're at.
Everybody, so, please follow us and tell them how much you love me as a writer. And I don't.
And how much we appreciate Shenandoah. And this weekend, the Phoenix are back at home again. The undefeated.
They are.
New York Phoenix, Friday
it's
and Saturday.
Like next week at against the patroons.
And we have the patroons on April 4th.
Yeah. We gotta get a little something together on that.
Yeah. So thank you for tolerating Shannon's language. Let us know. StanandShen@gmail.com. Please email us your top four albums and reasons why. Let us know your take.
Where I'm with you. I'm really good at variety.
You don't know. I don't think you can use that crutch. And also your favorite Girl Scout cookies and why. And if there's any flavors we should be trying on our flight, let us know. StanandShen@gmail.com.
Stuart's ice cream, by the way.
Stuart's ice cream.
Don't give us anything else.
And that's it.
That's it. All right. Goodbye.
She said goodbye without me asking. We're growing. We're growing as a couple.
I said it like that just because I knew you were going to say something.